The whole work of the gospel is about reconciliation and about relationships. God has been in pursuit of man for a long time. The activity, whether it was on the eighth day or whether it was some days later, of God in attempting to restore man after the fall is a clear evidence of God's reapproach to man. And God's desire to have mankind, men and women of this world, their children, to have mankind lovingly embraced and cared for, God's desire is very, very clear. As a matter of fact, the religious rituals that prevent us from being close to our own families are religious rituals that are condemned by the prophets as not being the kind of religious activity that God honors. It says, "Is this such a fast as I have chosen, said the Lord, that you would hide yourself from your own flesh?" And then he goes on to cite a number of other elements of religious ritualism which look like self-sacrificing behavior but are clearly said not to be the intention of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in giving instruction to the Apostle Peter, made it very clear that the lambs, that the sheep of the flock of Jesus were to be cared for, were to be loved, were to be fed. And God is desiring that there should be a relationship. And Jesus, in talking to his disciples, he said that he'd called them to be with him. But he said that when he was leaving them, he would provide another comforter to come and to be with them. And it was his intention that those of us who know and love and follow and serve him should have the comfort and the warmth and the love and the intimacy of fellowship with God. So, therefore, anything that would demean relationships, our ability to relate to others, and our ability to relate to our families, and our ability to relate to our Lord, those things would have to be looked upon as enemies of the spiritual life. And from this standpoint, work or service for God can be seen as an enemy of the intimacy that God desires as we would do our work for him. In other words, God is not asking us to work for him apart from having fellowship with him. And this is the point where there's a problem. You see, when I was studying the literature on workaholism, and on addictions in general, there was one puzzling concept, and that concept was spirituality. Now, because I have a theological orientation, because I've been in the ministry so many years, I automatically assumed that whatever these recovery counselors would write about spirituality, had to be some new wavish, new ageish kind of a thing that should not be trusted. Therefore, I looked upon the mentions of spirituality in the recovery literature with a great deal of disdain and suspicion. And I said, these people have probably very little.